I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Corrections officials say the number of mentally ill inmates housed in Vermont prisons has increased in recent years, and critics say correctional facilities are not equipped to provide the kind of care the population requires. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, lawmakers are now contemplating whether the state needs alternatives for its sickest criminal offenders.
Recording equipment isn't allowed inside the secure perimeter at the Southern State Correctional Facility in Springfield, but visitors are. And last Thursday, 10 lawmakers and a couple reporters joined Superintendent Mark Potanas for a tour of the grounds. The 45-minute trip focused partly on secure wings dedicated to mentally ill inmates. It's a population that this facility, the state's newest, specializes in, and the scene unfolding inside these prison walls can be a difficult one to watch. Visibly agitated men peered out at their visitors from behind tiny glass windows on the doors to their small jail cells. Superintendent Potanas recounted horror stories, many too disturbing to share on radio.
I'm actually speechless.
That's Moortown Representative Maxine Grad talking in the parking lot of the facility after the tour. Grad is a Democratic chairwoman of the House Judiciary Committee, and it was her first time inside the Springfield prison. Springfield Representative Alice Emmons, Democratic chairwoman of the House Committee on Corrections and Institutions, lives nearby this facility, and she wants as many legislators as possible to see what's going on inside.
There needs to be more people invested in seeing the tragedy that is being set up and carried out for folks with severe mental illness who are being incarcerated. And I think that this was very sobering today. I know it was sobering for many committee members.
The issue of mental illness in the American prison system isn't anything new, but Prison Superintendent Potanas and others say an overstrained mental health system has spawned an influx of seriously ill inmates at this facility.
What happens, I believe, is the police looking to keep people safe, and the courts, to keep people safe and keep the public safe, tend to lodge people who may not have been lodged in a prison before.
Potanas says corrections officers routinely deal with patients suffering from schizophrenia, personality disorder, bipolar disorder, and other serious conditions. He says his staff does its best to accommodate their needs.
We do the best we possibly can with what we have to work with, but I can't guarantee anything because officers aren't doctors.
Emmons says the situation in Vermont's prisons runs counter to the deinstitutionalization movement this state once embraced.
We are institutionalizing them in a correctional facility, and that's not appropriate.
While there's near unanimity now about the inappropriateness of the prison setting for many mentally ill inmates stuck behind bars, it's far less clear what policymakers will do about it. Secure psychiatric facilities can run $1 million per bed to construct and often carry far higher operational costs than prison beds do. Bennington Senator Dick Sears is a Democratic chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's asked the Department of Corrections to help lawmakers understand the scope of the problem.
And I just need a number to understand. On any given day, how many people are in need of psychiatric care who are incarcerated? And should those people be being dealt with by the Department of Mental Health and not by the Department of Corrections? That's the question that I'm hoping that this committee can at least make some recommendations to the legislature on, as how do we deal with that?
The lawmakers touring the facility last week are members of the Joint Legislative Justice Oversight Committee, which is expected to make recommendations to the full legislature early next year about how to address the issue. Emmons says she hopes the process will generate a sense of urgency inside the statehouse.
I think it's so well hidden that people are not even conscious that it's occurring.
The Oversight Committee meets next in October. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.